Lady Gaga is in the middle of an elaborate worldwide arena tour called The Monster Ball. Her rebellious personality, outrageous fashion sense, and her knack for a catchy chorus has earned her a huge fan base. Our music critic, Will Hermes, checked out the tour in New York City, and he brought along his 16-year-old niece.
Generally speaking, I prefer not to see live music in sports arenas. But I made an exception for Lady Gaga, a New York City kid who, over the past few years, has cultivated a persona and a sense of spectacle that nothing smaller than an arena could really contain. And since my 16-year-old niece Phoebe is a fan, I invited her along. She was psyched, and while we were in the car waiting for a parking spot, I asked her what she liked about Lady Gaga.
I really like her style. I think it's cool that she's like brave enough to go out there and like be like crazy and like not care how all these other people are judging her. I would never be brave enough to do that, but it's cool.
Now, I thought that was pretty interesting because Lady Gaga's artistic mission, it seems to me, aside from making mega hits, is like a 21st century PG-13 version of that old Marlo Thomas TV special, Free to Be You and Me. And once the concert got underway, Lady Gaga addressed the crowd like a combination den mother and tent revival preacher.
It doesn't matter who you are, or where you come from, or how much money you've got in your pocket, because tonight and every night after, you can be whoever it is that you want to be, my little monster!
So who are Lady Gaga's little monsters? Well, from the looks of it, we were teenage and nearing retirement, male, female, and transgendered, black, white, and beige, gay, straight, and no doubt bisexual. Folks wore sneakers or stiletto-heeled platforms, polo shirts, or leather bondage harnesses. And the outfits on stage were pretty impressive, too. My favorite was when Gaga popped out of the doors of a fake subway car wrapped in a translucent shower curtain with a hat that looked like Sally Field's headdress from The Flying Nun. Phoebe and I agreed the staging was the most wonderfully over-the-top of any concert we'd seen. The Rolls Royce with the electric keyboard under the hood, the illuminated monkey bars with crucifixes, and of course the iconic spark-spitting bra and panty set. It was all about young woman as superhero, moving through a world where she is a mover and shaker, not merely decoration. Of course, as a dad and a feminist-minded dude, I thought the sexuality on display complicated that idea. Does an emancipated woman need to dress like a psychedelic prostitute to be fully realized? Does an accomplished musician need to play the piano with her butt cheek? These were relevant questions, but the spectacle was so dazzling it was hard for either of us to wrap our heads around them. And then, before we knew it, the show was over.
So, what do you think?
It was amazing.
The next day, I thought about this more, and I texted my niece with a long-winded question. Before the show, she said she thought Lady Gaga was brave, and that Phoebe had thought herself less so. So I asked Phoebe if she felt a bit braver having experienced the show. And after 10 minutes, with impressive adolescent precision, she thumb-typed one word. Yeah. And I texted her back, me too.
Music critic Will Hermes talking about Lady Gaga's The Monster Ball Tour. And you can catch our own spoof of Lady Gaga's Stop Calling on YouTube if you haven't done it already. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.